When people don't wear their wedding rings. 99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Veronica. So, Veronica, I got to ask. So, when you were married, I need to know your modus of wedding rings. Did you have it on all the time? And do you think people should wear it all the time?
I did have mine on all the time.
Never took it off.
I did not take it off. Whenever I was more casual, I would take off the engagement ring part. So like the actual diamond part. So I would just wear the band by itself. If I was like just going to the grocery store or whatever, but I always wore mine. I liked wearing my ring at the time. And I think people should wear their wedding rings because I feel like it tells the world I have made this commitment. I am married. And I like the symbolism of it.
Okay. Did your husband wear his all the time?
Yes.
If he ever took it off, and I mean, he didn't, but if he ever did, would that have bothered you?
I can't really recall a time where he was like, hey, I'm not going to wear it.
I'm saying if like he came home one day and he wasn't like, if you noticed a couple days he didn't have it, like that would bother you.
Depends on whether or not we were in a fight.
I'm trying to figure out what instrument that was.
Because right. I'm currently not in that situation.
Right. No,
so, you know, if we were in a place where like maybe we weren't getting along that great or something, and then he was like, I'm not going to wear it, then I would probably have a problem.
You always wore yours, and that was important to you.
Yes.
Okay. 800-992-1099. You got to call us. I want to talk to people who are on both sides of the spectrum. Like you're real passionate about, no, you both people have to keep the wedding ring on. You have to have it on. Or people who are like, listen, it's really not a big deal. Call us now, 800-992-1099. And next, right after Darius, we'll tell you who on the show isn't wearing their wedding ring and hasn't worn it in quite some time. Next, yeah, 99.5 QIK. 99.5 QIK, it's Mark and Veronica. Couples who don't wear their wedding rings or people inside their marriage who don't. We told you a few minutes ago, we're going to tell you who on the show doesn't wear theirs. I do not wear a wedding ring.
Ever.
Ever.
I've only seen you wear it a couple of times.
So I have a silicone one. I don't like jewelry. It actually makes me claustrophobic. I know that sounds crazy, but when I put something on my neck, my finger, whatever, I can't sleep. I get claustrophobic.
Right.
Kevin.
Yes.
Also is not wearing a wedding ring.
I
have not seen your wedding ring on in a little bit of time.
It's been a couple of weeks. I've lost weight over the past year,
yeah.
And it has become loose and will come off my finger. So we were in Key West. Jenny and I were in Key West a couple of weeks ago, and I was worried that I was going to lose it. So I gave it to her, and she has it in her purse still. I just haven't got it back from her to put it back on. That is truly the story.
That's truly the story, everybody. Kevin,
that really is.
My wife and I have considered tattoos on our ring fingers.
A lot of people do that.
Well, she, after being pregnant for the fifth time, she has to take her jewelry off towards the end of the pregnancy.
Right.
And has put it back on. It's just very uncomfortable. I have the silicone band. I've tried everything. I can't do it. So maybe the tattoos are the way to go.
Actually, my buddy Vijay has a tattoo on his wedding finger because of the same reason he doesn't like wearing jewelry.
Yeah.
So he has his wife's initials.
However, Veronica, you had mentioned earlier, you're very passionate about couples wearing rings.
I do. For me personally, I feel like it is a sign of that commitment. And that's how I like it.
Let's get to Jennifer. Jennifer, welcome to the show.
I completely agree with Veronica 100%. You know, it's a symbolism of your commitment to your marriage. But no. I have a friend who just got married in November, and I've seen her husband a couple of times. And I'm like, you know, together, I'm like, where's your band? He goes, oh, I forgot it. And she gets on to him. And then he's like, well, I was working out, and I don't want to mess up my ring. I said, well, it can be redone. You know, you can refinish it if you need to wear it all the time. Or you get one of those little rubber, the little silicone bands, you know?
Right.
Her husband works construction, and so I got him a light gold ring, and the jeweler said, anytime come in, we'll refinish it, and it'll make it look brand new. So my husband has no excuse to take his off either.
I like it. So, Jennifer, you have all the excuses covered.
Yeah, I mean, you know, silicone band, I just don't know why you wouldn't wear it.
Awesome. All right, Jennifer, thanks. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Have a good weekend.
Good stuff. Let's get to Alex. Hey, Alex.
I got to say I'm on par with Veronica on this one. I mean, I'm a younger guy. I'm 23, but I still believe in the sacredness of marriage. And having that ring on just demonstrates to the world that, hey, look, I'm faithfully committed to this person, and I'm going to, you know, remain faithful even in the midst of hard times with her. So I got to say she's kind of hit it on the head pretty simply right there.
Well, Kevin, these calls are making us look great.
I'm well aware.
Feeling like a husband of the year over here,
yep.
Right? All right. And Kevin and I will be in a bar later on together, just crying in our beer.